You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.ab.ca. Joe, how you doing?
A pleasure to be with you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Hockey is back. We got baseball playoffs. There's lots happening. The Flames themselves, I guess, let's start kind of like how concerned are they? How serious is the possible soul in Huberto? Are these short term or are these concerned that they might be nagging into weeks?
Yeah, I think they're short term. We don't know officially what is wrong with Jonathan Huberto. We can guess, and my guess would be he's probably in concussion protocol. Collided with a goaltender face to mask and left the game and didn't come back in his last preseason game. So I'm guessing he's in protocol. As for Martin Pospisil, I'm not sure what's going on with him. So he took a sucker punch from Derek Forbort in a game and left that game, but then played in another game and practice and then left practice early this week. So I don't think that's anything that's going to keep them out long term, but they sure would like to have both of those guys for tonight's game and tomorrow's and Saturday's as they start the season with 3 and 3.5.
Yeah. Well, Pospisil is one of the better agitating players in the NHL. Like there's a lot of guys who hate him. So, you know, he plays that style every now and then he's going to get hit like that, but you play that way. You know what? There's lots of value to a team when you have someone, because I think if you play that way, it naturally increases the emotion on your own bench.
It sure does. The thing with Pospisil is he has to stay out of the penalty box, yes, which at times he's had a difficult time doing, but he is certainly a guy who plays with pace, and that's something that head coach Ryan Huska has been harping on to his team about. They've got to up their pace. I guess it's hard when you have veterans who are only playing in one or two preseason games, but the head coach certainly didn't feel like the pace was where it needed to be. And Pospisil is certainly a guy who can play the game with pace and get in there on the forecheck and bang and crash. And as you mentioned, agitate. He is definitely one of the best at that in the league and probably one of the reasons why he got sucker punched by Derek Forbort. So they'll miss that. He's a guy who can certainly make the opponent's defenseman pay when they go back to get pucks and can force them to look over both shoulders, wondering whether or not he's coming at them. And Jonathan Huberto, the Flames are missing one of their top players from last season. And I know that he had a couple of tough seasons to start his tenure in Calgary, but you know, he told me on a number of occasions last year that he felt like he was playing his best 200-foot hockey. He was productive both in goals and points, and a guy who the Flames leaned on in all situations, 5-on-5, obviously, a power play, obviously, but he was an important part of their penalty kill, which was really good down the stretch. So they're certainly going to miss those two guys tonight, and hopefully they'll be back sometime soon.
Is the reason Sharon Govich is on the fourth line is because he's not playing with pace?
No, I don't really know where he slots.
Okay.
He is a guy who scored 31 goals and broke the NHL record for most goals and points in a season by a Belarusian a couple of years ago, and he got the big contract extension. And last year, he was injured in the third period of the final preseason game. He missed the first 7 regular season games, and quite frankly, he just didn't look like the same guy. And I don't know if that's a valid excuse, but he just couldn't seem to kind of catch up to the league last season. Did play better down the stretch, started to put the puck in the net, so that was promising. But the Flames aren't a team like the Oilers, where they've got franchise players, generational players. They're hoping they've got a franchise goaltender in Dustin Wolf. But when you look at their group of forwards and defensemen, they don't have one of those generational guys. So they win by rolling 4 lines and 3 pairings and by getting good goaltending. And when you look at how they've structured their lines for tonight's game against the Oilers, that's exactly what I think they're going for. I think they're going for balance, and they're going to try to win this game with their depth. Sharon Govich, for me, isn't a fit on the fourth line long term, but right now, there doesn't seem to be an obvious spot for him. For me, he's a middle six guy. If he goes back to being the guy he was a couple of years ago, maybe he plays on the right side of a line with Nazem Kadri and Jonathan Huberto when he's healthy, but a guy who has to get back to where he was and has to play with pace and has to be competitive out there, and he has to do it consistently. And, you know, he's earning a lot of money, so the Flames are certainly hoping he'll be that guy again this season.
Derek Willis joins us. Zane Parikh's not playing tonight, which, and you know what? The coach kind of outlined, hey, you know what? It's his, You're probably not going to go against McDavid and Draisaitl. You're on the road, and of course, Knobloch would try to get that matchup as much as he could, so I understand it. Zane Parikh is a really good offensive player. There's no debate on that. He's dynamite offensively, Derek, but you still got to play some defense, and he's young. He's 19. Like, I'm not a big believer that it's a teenager league. Where do you think Parikh's going to be? Like, is he going to play 9, 10 games spread out over time and then ultimately go to the World Juniors and then back to junior, or do you think there's a chance he could stay in Calgary all season?
Yeah, I don't think he's going back to junior. I mean, okay. I'm not sure what is left for him to prove at that level. He has won a Memorial Cup. Led the CHL in goals by defenseman with 33, became just the second defenseman in OHL history to record back-to-back 30-goal seasons. The only other guy to do it, you may have heard of him, Bobby Orr. I mean, led the CHL in points by defenseman with 107 last season. Became the 10th defenseman in OHL history and first since Ryan Ellis back in 2010-2011 to hit the 100-point plateau. Zane Parikh has to turn pro, at least in my opinion. And I suppose if the 9-game sample size doesn't look good, they could send him back to the Saginaw Spirit. A better option would be, and it's not an option, a better option would be the American Hockey League, but that is not an option until next season. So I think he's going to be with the team unless it's an unmitigated disaster. But even though I know there are a lot of Flames fans that are up in arms that he's not going to play in the season opener against the Oilers tonight, to your point, is putting him in the lineup on the road in Edmonton against an Oilers team that's gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals and has arguably the top two players in the game in Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, who, oh, by the way, are going to be on the same line tonight. Is that putting Zane Parikh in a position to succeed? I don't think that it is. And he had a good preseason, the first three quarters of it at least. The last couple of games he played in, you could see some deficiencies defensively, and you could tell that he was maybe struggling to make the right decisions. He's a really smart player. He's got a high hockey IQ. He's got an incredible skill set. The Flames don't have another player like Zane Parikh, but I think easing him in is the right thing to do. You don't want to crush the kid's confidence by putting him out there and him getting stuck on the ice for long shifts against McDavid and Draisaitl. I know Flames fans are anxious to see him. He looked really good in his NHL debut, playing in a meaningless game against the Kings in Game 82 last season, and that certainly wet the palate for Flames fans, but they won't have to wait long to see him. If he doesn't play tomorrow against the Canucks, I'm pretty sure he'll play Saturday in the home opener against the Blues. And then it's up to Zane Parikh. It's going to be a steep learning curve for him. He can help them on the power play. There's no doubt about that. But in the defensive zone, there will be some things to learn. It's not an easy league to play in as a teenager, especially when you're playing defense. So there will be some ups and downs, but he is certainly the team's most exciting prospect since Matthew Tkachuk. And looking forward to seeing him in game action soon.
Derek, you look at the Flames' defense tonight. Which pairing do you see as the one they'd like to get out the most against McDavid and Draisaitl?
Well, I asked Ryan Husky that question this morning. I think he's very comfortable with his top four. So you've got a pairing with Kevin Ball and Rasmus Anderson and a pairing with Joel Hanley and Mackenzie Weegar. 1A, 1B pairings, I mean, really tough to tell. But he is comfortable with either of those pairings against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. As for forward lines, I really think that he'd like to get Michael Backlund and Blake Coleman. And they've got Connor Zary on their wing. But that's been a good matchup for the Flames in the past. So it'll be difficult to get good matchups tonight because Chris Knobloch has last change. But if Ryan Huska can manage those matchups, I think those are the players he'd like to see out against those two guys.
Derek, when you look at the Flames last year, 96 points, you know, obviously really good season. I think it's the most points to miss the playoffs in the cap era, which, you know, sucks for Calgary. But they didn't score a lot last year. Where is the offense going to come from? Who has to step up? And who do you think's realistically capable to step up and get more offense from this group?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that I think we're all asking. I actually asked Ryan Huska a loaded question when we chatted with the Flames head coach this morning. I asked him what keeps him up at night, expecting him to say that, scoring. He didn't. He said a lot of things keep him up at night, but scoring enough goals to win games is certainly got to be one of them. for me, there are four guys, who can help the Flames take another step offensively. First and foremost would be Connor Zeri. So I know the numbers don't look great. He had 27 points in 54 games last season. But in my opinion, guys, he was as dynamic offensively as anybody on the team prior to the first knee injury. And then he rehabs, comes back, and doesn't last long. He suffers a second knee injury, both kind of freak injuries. So I wouldn't call him injury prone. And we'll see if he can stay healthy this season. But he's a guy who, to me, if he does stay healthy, will take another step and will help this team score some more goals. And then there's Yegor Sharangovich. We talked about him a little bit earlier on. You know, if he can get back to being even a 20-goal guy or a 25-goal guy, and he's got that in him, he's got a lethal shot, that helps him score more goals. And then there are the two players who they acquired from the Flyers last season. And Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee, they wouldn't come right out and say it, but reading between the lines, it wasn't tough to do that. John Tortorella killed their confidence.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they came to Calgary and were excited to get a fresh start. And you know how it is when you get traded in the middle of the season. Everything's up in the air, professionally, personally. So now that they've settled into the city and feel comfortable with the Flames organization, I think both of those guys could have bounce-back seasons. Frost finished tied for the NHL lead in preseason points, so that's got to help build his confidence. And Ryan Huska thought Joel Farabee played really, really well in the preseason. So there are four guys who I think can help the Flames score some more goals. I think they can also use some more offense from their defense. And it's a big season for Rasmus Anderson. He is a pending UFA. He wants to play for Sweden at the Olympics. He will likely get traded at some point, but he is all in on this Flames team until he does get dealt, if he does get dealt. And unless they can sign him to a long-term contract extension, he will definitely get dealt before the trade deadline. But he's got a great shot. He scored 11 goals last year. I think he actually has more in him. So there are five guys that can help them score some more goals, and they're going to have to. They can't lean as heavily on their goaltenders this season as they did last season. Maybe Dustin Wolf, but they're not as confident in their backup in Devin Cooley, at least to start the season.
Derek, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the season, man. You jump right into it. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday is a play-by-play guy. So mix in some hot tea to be ready to roll.
Well, we called those two rookie games and then seven preseason games. So the vocal cords are warmed up and ready to go. And I must say, I'm so excited that we've got a minimum of four meaningful games between the Flames and the Oilers this season. The fact that the two teams played three times in two of the 3 years since they met in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time in more than three decades is ridiculous.
Yes.
It should never happen. There should be a minimum of four battles of Alberta every regular season. And I know we're not even into game one of 82 yet, but my fingers are crossed for another playoff series between the two. Wouldn't that be something?
Buddy, the Battle of Alberta in the playoffs, 100%.
Yes.
It'd be
pop
fantastic.
It into my veins.
Yes, be all over it. Would be fun. Awesome, Derek. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game.